This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 12th of Sep 2026. Let's get to the top stories. In Israel today, the weather is pleasant with clear skies across major cities. Tel Aviv enjoys a warm breeze, while Jerusalem sees cooler temperatures perfect for an evening stroll. Haifa remains comfortable with a gentle chill in the air. Here are today's headlines. First, coming in now, The Times of Israel reports the next round of Israel-Lebanon talks is delayed until October. A U.S. official confirmed this development. Also, earlier today, Maariv reveals Saudi Arabia's plan for a large-scale operation against the Houthis. The report states the Saudis may act without waiting for direct American strikes. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Israel targeted a senior Hamas commander in Gaza. Mohammed Yazouri, from the Khan Yunis Brigade, was killed after surviving previous attempts on his life. Separately, I-24 News states the U.S. has imposed new sanctions on Hezbollah and Iranian proxy networks. This follows reports of two ships struck by missiles in the Strait of Hormuz. And finally, from earlier today, Forward details a documentary that alleges Israel committed wanton killing in Gaza. The film received a standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English posted earlier today that Lebanese and Israeli ambassadors will meet at the State Department next week. They will discuss ongoing developments and the trilateral framework. Eve Barlow shared an observation from a Nigerian source about celebrations and murals of bin Laden in northern Nigeria. This highlights complex regional sentiments. Ariel Osaran reported early warning alerts in Taif, near Jeddah, indicating heightened tensions in the region. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the delayed Israel-Lebanon talks. The Times of Israel highlights that although official negotiations are postponed, discussions at the State Department will proceed. This aims to maintain diplomatic momentum amidst regional complexities. The delay could impact future diplomatic engagements. Turning to Saudi Arabia's plans against the Houthis, Maariv reports that Saudi Arabia is considering independent military action. This move might affect U.S.-Saudi relations and regional stability, as Washington has not committed to direct involvement. Meanwhile, Ynet provides details on the killing of Mohammed Yazouri in Gaza. The IDF and Shin Bet describe him as crucial to Hamas operations. This strike comes amidst ongoing tensions and could escalate conflict in the area. In related news, I-24 News discusses new U.S. sanctions targeting Hezbollah. These sanctions come just after missile attacks in the Strait of Hormuz, which raises concerns about maritime security and regional trade routes. Lastly, The Forward reports on a controversial documentary screened in Venice. The film includes testimonies from Israeli soldiers, sparking debate over military ethics and international perceptions of the IDF's actions. On the economic front, first, Kotek reports Hilla Oval Brenner's insights on global growth challenges for startups. Her scale-up house aims to support Israeli entrepreneurs reaching international markets. Separately, Globes reveals a new initiative seeking $500 million to advance Israeli life sciences. This effort is led by Samuel Mode and Dr. Anat Cohen-Dayag, focusing on biotech innovation. And finally, Ynet Business covers Eldad Tamir's reflections on management challenges. The CEO discusses the often solitary nature of leadership and critiques his Shark Tank colleague. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.